All right, it's 5 till 2. We're at Cowboys training camp. The Cowboys are actually practicing right now.
Big name guest.
They should break up at around 2:30, where we will have a small name guest. But right here, we've got a musketeer. It's like the Three Musketeers, but there are five of them. And this is one-fifth of that group. Craig Jr. Miller joins us.
Maybe the MVP of camp.
Oh, you're too kind, and I want to thank you all for having me on your program.
This is a big moment.
We are 3 minutes and 9 seconds, according to Greenwich Mean Time, away from the worst moment of the year. Are you ready?
We're getting there, but why? Why is it?
All right. Very quickly, it's because August is the worst month by a mile. It's terrible on the sports calendar, right? There's nothing going on. It's fake football, dog days baseball, no basketball, no hockey, just a bunch of bad events. There are no holidays in the month of August. It's by far the most miserable month weather-wise. In Dallas, what, 108
right.
yesterday?
It's horrible here, too.
For kids, it's awful because you're going back to school, so you hate August. Summer
right.
comes to a close. It's just the worst.
What about vacation?
Nobody gets vacation in August. Donovan, thank you. Then Tuesday is the worst day of the week because on Monday you're refreshed because you've just come back from the weekend. You have lots of football to talk about and weekend stories and whatever. Wednesday's hump day. Thursday and Friday, the weekend is in sight.
Yeah.
And, of course, Saturday and Sunday is the weekend. So Tuesday is awful. You still got the bulk of the week to go. Everybody hates Tuesday.
That's a good point.
2 p.m. is the worst time of each day because you're done with lunch. You don't have that to look forward to, but you still have a few hours to work. Your belly is full of lunch food, so your blood sugar is thrown out of whack, so you're real lethargic. It's the hottest part of the day, and for entertainment, there's nothing going on. No real sporting events have started. TV's not in prime time. You've got Judge Judy and stuff
yeah,
like
fair.
That.
It's Maury.
Awful part of the day.
Right.
The worst radio shows.
Right.
That's the only saving grace is that you guys are on the air. then I choose the second Tuesday in August because the first Tuesday in August, you've just started the month, so you're refreshed from July and vacation.
Right.
The third and fourth Tuesdays in August, you're real close to September.
See the finish line.
Well, you can see the finish line. But
right.
the second Tuesday, you're really far away. So now we are only 1 minute and 9 seconds away, according to Greenwich Mean Time. So here's my quick hit survival guide. If you haven't done any of this, number one, jar your urine just in case all hell breaks loose because you want something to survive on when no one else will have anything.
Well, what if you just got like some Gatorade or something?
That doesn't work.
Okay.
Number two, stop, drop, and roll. Everybody needs to do that.
But
that's
you're not on fire.
Sound
so.
Advice no matter what the circumstance.
Anything. Right. Stop, drop, and roll, okay?
Number three, surround yourself with comforting items like a teddy bear or a blanket and remove all sharp objects from the room so you're not tempted to take your own life. Number four, if you're stuck at work, which by now you know you will be, hold hands with coworkers and listen to us. We'll get you through it here as we're, oh, my God, 20 seconds away.
Oh, man.
And number five, if you can, if you in the next 20 seconds can get to a church or a strip club, that'll give you a place of comfort to ride this
okay.
out.
Those are
and
similar.
If all else fails, grab a piece of pizza. My God, we are 10 seconds away.
Oh, my gosh.
Nine. Eight, let's all hold hands.
Seven,
come on. Let's hold hands.
Six.
Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Oh, my God, look at the humanity. This is awful.
Joy to
I'm drinking
the world.
My urine. I'm going. No, no,
no, no
I'm
no,
going
to
hold out. I'm going to hold out.
Don't let go.
Oh, I think we made it.
Now you have to wait till the dog.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I think we made it. Oh, thank God.
So have
Look
we.
How the Cowboys stopped practicing during that
Well,
moment
they really did.
So that
yeah.
nobody would get injured. They are all huddled up in the middle. They're all holding hands. They've all made it through this moment as well.
You know what? And I panicked.
Look, they just broke up the huddle.
I really did.
That is amazing.
I panicked on the drive over, and I slammed a bottle of urine just in case.
Well, how many did
I
you have?
I know. I got way ahead of myself, and I feel bad about it now that we've survived, and it doesn't look like things are coming to an end.
So you bottled up a lot earlier?
A
Look,
pretty
Calvin,
good amount.
Calvin
yeah, okay.
Hill just gave the thumbs up. Like, yeah, we got through this.
We just got through the
yeah.
toughest part of the year.
Yes. In fact, Calvin Hill cornered me yesterday and talked to me for 45 minutes about this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really worried.
Yeah, he was talking about it off the air a lot today.
Yeah.
He's got stories.
Wow, thank you guys for helping me through the moment, and I hope I helped America through the moment.
That was great, man. Thank you. You are you're a real pleasure.
Well, I could use a cigarette.
Well, Bob,
cigarette?
Stop it.
I could use a teddy bear.
Now, let's review the moment where we all held hands.
Teddy
because
bear and a strip
I didn't want to mess up the trauma, but we all held hands there at the table.
It was a weird circle.
And I didn't – like, Donovan did not – move there. He tried to stay where he was, so then I reached back for him, and I think what happened there is I was holding Junior's hand and Dan's hand, and then Donovan was holding each hand as well.
Yeah.
That's how we survived, dude.
That was really weird. Like, why didn't you just make
because
part of the circle?
Because you guys had already grasped hands, and the moment was there, so it's kind of what we do in church also.
You know, whatever it takes at that moment.
Right.
Whatever. You don't have time to think.
No.
I was too busy bottling my urine.
Well, that was weird, too, and I don't want to touch your
hands. I just had the last shake before I was a little late.
You just react in a moment like that, and you hope for the best.
I used my instincts.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yeah,
because
we're still
we got
here.
Through this moment.
We're still here.
Yeah. The so best now, thing, up? Right way up.
Everything's up from here.
Okay.
Don't you already feel better? We're like 2 minutes past that moment.
Yeah.
Doesn't life feel
like
better?
Now we're leading towards the NFL season.
Yes.
And Christmas and
yes.
All the high points of the year.
It feels like now we can
Vegas.
Focus on the positive.
Cooler weather.
Do you have a best moment of the year?
Does
you?
Oh, yeah.
Does you have a best moment of the year?
Do I ever? That would be the second Saturday in December at 7 p.m. And it's funny because after I released these findings, a couple of years later, some group of scientists determined that was the best moment of the year. Now, I think they copied my work, but all of a sudden I got all these articles sent to me by P1s.
Really?
The second Saturday of December.
Yes.
Now, why is that?
Now, here's why.
It's a Heisman Saturday, right?
I believe that is Heisman Saturday, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So,
isn't it interesting, Dan?
It's interesting that you can pull
just,
that out.
Just
yeah.
Say yes, dude.
December's the best month because it's the end of the year. You've made it through. In Dallas in particular, the weather's usually pretty decent. And you've got the holidays. Everybody loves the holidays.
The holiday
you've got Christmas. Everybody is off for at least a week or a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Donovan.
Everything is lit up and decorated. You have presents.
We get the White Elephant Day.
That's White fun. Elephant Day. Everybody's everybody's in a really good mood
the
around
NFL
the holidays.
NFL playoffs hit.
NFL season is in.
Bowls.
Yes, the biggest games of the year.
Oh, and college football.
Right, a little college football. You've got
Army,
your
Navy.
Other sports going on. It's just a really great month. And then Saturday is the best day of the week, obviously.
Sure.
Right? There's no doubt about that.
Man, I don't know. I'm sorry.
You vote for something besides Saturday?
I could place a vote for something, yes, other than Saturday, but the way he's looking at me, I don't want to.
Donovan's a big Monday fan.
Yeah, there's no.
No, no.
There's no replacing Saturday.
What's your favorite day?
To me, if every day
Saturday
was Saturday,
is the best
that
day.
Would
I'm
be
sorry.
Day. Like when you're on vacation.
He shut up, Norm.
Like every day, you're like, man, it was like it was Saturday today.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's how you feel.
Okay, if you guys just want to go with that.
No, no, no. What's your vote?
Because tomorrow there's not a day of work.
You can't just
say. On Sunday, it's like, oh, there's work tomorrow.
When you're voting your favorite day, Donovan.
Friday, I did work.
I am going to.
You can't just say not Saturday.
I am going to make a call, and I'm going to place my vote, although it's obviously it's not a full vote.
Right. Three quarters.
For Friday. I thoroughly enjoy Fridays.
Should I just leave?
Sure.
That's horrible.
Because Fridays at 2:30, we have kid and computer.
Craig, please.
No, I think Fridays is a really good
day. No, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
No, Craig, please.
Yeah, Friday, you still have to get up and go to work.
I mean, that's fine.
Even if it's a fun day of work, it's still work. Yeah, like I said, when I'm vacation, I don't go, oh, wow, today was like a Friday.
You know what?
Right.
Sometimes
when
I do
I'm on vacation,
say it feels
like,
a Friday.
Wow, it was like a Saturday again because I don't have work tomorrow.
Did you feel great the last two Fridays when the alarm hit at 2:30?
Knowing that I could sleep the next 2 days?
Yeah. Some people work on Saturdays, so you're just discounting them? Some people do have to work.
Yeah. No, I discount those people.
Yeah.
But they aspire to careers where they are off on Saturday.
Do they?
Right.
What if they thoroughly enjoy their Tuesday and Wednesday? That's their weekend.
There's no way they do. There's no way they enjoy
it. Yes, they do.
On Friday, you're as far away from having to go back to work, maybe, whereas on Saturday, even Saturday night, you start thinking, I only got
Friday
one more
at
day.
Now,
Friday at 5 p.m. might be a
But that's included in there.
Yeah, but the
that's
first
day of the
but
time.
The first part of Friday
you still
is awful.
To wake up that day.
Yeah, you got to wake up early. You got to go to work. You battle rush hour.
Let's let Junior have his moment here.
All I know is that
you know what? Excuse me.
Well,
I will
he's got
sit
the degrees
and drink this urine,
Donovan. Donovan.
Well, you don't drink that on the best day of the year.
Junior's put years into this research.
Yeah.
You can't just roll up at 2 o'clock and start ranking things.
You can't just roll up buoyed by having survived the worst moment of the year and think you suddenly know the best moment.
I feel pretty good that I survived, so.
So.
We're sorry. We're sorry. Please continue.
Saturday is the best day. December is the best month. And then 7 p.m. is the best time of day because everybody's done working. You're maybe in the middle of a delicious dinner.
What about the waiter who brought you your food?
Primetime
television. He's working!
Primetime television is Would just starting.
We're not going to get a musketeer on our show again if you do this.
If it, you're maybe you're headed to a party or something at 7. It's just it's
at
a
7?
It's a really good time
of
year. What
kind of 5-year-old birthday party are you going to?
What is your deal?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Therefore, and the second it's the second Saturday in December because then you still have most of the month and all of the holidays still to look forward to.
And your relatives aren't beating you down yet. They're not here.
Right, and you're kind of past the post-Thanksgiving blues.
Right. That's good, man. That's really strong, Junior.
So I'm just supposed to agree with
yeah,
what
he's saying? Yeah.
It's usually okay.
I'm sorry. Junior, you're right.
Thank you.
That sounds great.
Wow. Well, you made it. We made it another year, guys.
Yeah.
We made it another year of training camp. And tomorrow, Junior, we can go home.
You guys want to go out and celebrate tonight? Maybe hookers and dinner or vice versa?
How about sushi?
I guess I could do that again.
Are we tired?
I could do
we're
that
kind
again.
Of, we were saying last night we're tired of every place.
Yes.
Well, yes,
like
I am.
We went to Spencer McKenzie's for the fifth time.
There are
I
can't. So, there
sushi,
are so many places,
yeah.
But
we
Lord,
don't even tired of it.
Think
yes.
about We don't even think about them. We just go.
I know.
The Italian place.
Have you ranked the restaurants yet?
Here in
No,
Oxford?
I have not.
Okay.
Because I'm beaten by them all.
Should we just go to the state fair and have some funnel cakes tonight?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
Nice. Who's playing tonight?
Shaka Khan.
That's right.
Easy. Easy.
I'm sure there'll be other stuff there, though.
Yeah, some cool games. Maybe we can win some
pigs,
stuffed animals.
Don't you look at the real animals?
We need to do a team dinner, though, tonight, right?
Sure.
Since it's our last night here. Together.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would love that.
Just now, no sushi.
Does that mean Fine Gordo?
Dear good God, no
Gordo
sushi.
Gordo makes an appearance?
Gordo
I haven't seen him since day two.
No, he almost guaranteed will not make an appearance. And normal.
Why? What is?
Have you publicized what he does?
What
every
is
night?
Gordon doing?
He's watching YouTube videos of Jerry Reed getting kicked in the balls. That's what he does all day long in his hotel room.
Waiting for a new "Oh My Balls" video to drop on YouTube.
I guess Saturday was it? Saturday we walked downtown and then walked back.
Yes.
He told Donovan he needed the keys to our car for some seedy thing he was going to go do.
Yeah.
And then apparently he never used the car all day.
Oh, really?
So we just, walked.
Yeah, we walked
all the way
everywhere,
to downtown Ventura and walked back.
And
as he popped the keys back to me, he said, "Never touched it."
Seriously?
Yeah.
There must have been a new round of videos.
Yeah, yeah. Took
oh, I was just about to leave.
Blink, 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 blink.
And suddenly 24 hours passed and he hadn't stopped looking at YouTube. Well, Junior, hang around if you'd like. Practice is about to break up. Barry Church
staying?
Might be coming by.
Whatever you want.
Stay.
It's a 2:09.
Well, you should ask Bob.
Bob, what would you like?
I would love to have you
he
stay.
He was giving you the body language.
No. Junior has
to
some
leave.
Things. We're going to rank the football positions next on the ticket. This is